commentary's house, by the way, is amazing.
Oh, you're at their house right now?
Yeah, I Instagrammed a picture. They're super nice for letting me use their place.
Are they there right now listening?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Were they listening to the show, though, when I was talking to Big Fatty? Mm-hmm. Well, look, I was like, that fucking
How can I make this uncomfortable for Mike and better for me? I get it.
Well, good. Well, because here's what's really uncomfortable is, so Big Fatty calls me. Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Were they listening to Big Fatty?
Mm-hmm.
Go to hell, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Rattler, and this is episode 4024 of the BFO for the right, the 7th of July 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I've got a couple of voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. You're bros today, cause y'all, this is something that's been on my mind here lately, y'all. I've been watching The Price Is Right, and I especially noticed it of the shows with the military guys on it and guys and gals, but. Normally, it's the younger 20 to 40-year-olds that whenever they get called up on stage, they're always going, let's go, let's go. And y'all, is that the bro talk? Let's go. And y'all, they don't do it just once. It's gotta be, let's go, let's go. It shows a level of excitement, but, it's very bro-ish. And I didn't know if that was bro talk, or if it was Big Fatty, maybe they just need to go TT.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, good to see y'all today, the 7th of July, y'all, it is a very important anniversary. Y'all met these two up there in the Chicago's at my meet and greet I had up there, and it was at Hunters or something like that. It was just the homosexual bar, and y'all, it was it's become a true friendship from there. Y'all, they've come to Big Fatty's first crema party here at the villa. Y'all, they've come to many Pride 48s. Y'all, they have become very good friends with the old gal. I remember the old gal axing me back in the day. Now tell me about these two. I am glad that happened. But y'all, I am talking about the ones and only Tom and Terry, Digga and T. Wiggles of the Chicago's. Big Fatty, we love Digga and T. Wiggles. So y'all, if you see them, wish them happy anniversary.
Happy, happy. Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Thank you.
for a fright. By the way, Tom and Terry's anniversarium is on Saturday. So y'all, you've got an extra 24 hours to get those gift cans in the mail to them. but you know, they do like the Bombay Sapphire liquor. And y'all, one thing I forgot to tell you that happened on the 4th of July. Big Fatty, you gonna tell us about you yanking your doodle because it's a dandy? No. Y'all, Dr. Stone called me, and y'all, this is a rare occurrence when Dr. Stone calls. Well, you know, yes, Big Fatty, it's like E.F. Hutton. When Dr. Stone calls, people listen. Yes, well, by the way, y'all, Dr. Stone was very impressed with the corn shucking method, and y'all, my Northeast straight Johnny says he's been using that method for years and loves it. And Dr. Stone says he figured that the BFO is the only little show with a corn shucking segment. Yes, Big Fatty, we need a bumper, but you know, T Wiggles and Digger, they're busy doing the anniversarium humpity bumpity. Well, that's true. But anyway, we had just a lovely chat, y'all. He says, "Oh, it's just like being how I envision it being when I'm retired." And y'all, he's ready to retire. But he's a young'un. He's a young'un. So Dr. Stone, all I got to say to you is let's go. anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, yo, by the way, there's still been no sighting of the NIP since, I don't know, what was that, Monday night, Sunday night? I don't remember. he's been in, Big Fatty, he may have gone into witness protection. Could be, but probably is just working through some things. Although he did respond. I sent out the menu for right at Fatty's, and he did respond that he would be here. So we're giving him his space. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all. Let's see, Wednesday night, you know, I'd had the two gentlemen callers. Yes, Big Fatty, you still have the popper throat from that. No, but not from that. Anyway, y'all, I just watched the news and I watched the Jeopardy and I watched some of the sports ball. Y'all, in fact, I don't think I ever saw if the Atlanta Braves won or not. You know, they're playing in that Cleveland, you know, what is it? Midnight in Cleveland? No, that's not it. What's that show that Betty White was on? It was something happening in Cleveland. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, by the time it was bedtime, y'all, we had more hard rain, and y'all, with the rain coming down, Big Fatty was able to sleep like a baby. Big Fatty Whitman Tinka's gonna be put out of business. Well, anyway, but y'all, I woke up at 5 a.m. in the morning. I was perfectly rested, and I said, No, I will not get up at 5 in the morning. So I got up and went and TT'd. And I didn't need to TT. That's not what woke me up. I was just rested. And y'all, I put on the Apple clock and I went back to sleep. And at 10 minutes to 7, the Apple clock goes, "Big Fatty, get off your fat ass and stand up for a minute." And so, y'all, I just decided to go ahead and get up. Miss Gail King is back on duty. And so I had my brufkas, I had my coffee, did all my puzzles, read the newspaper, and then I was off I was off for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, one thing I did on Wednesday night, y'all, my brother and sister-in-law have celebrations of exiting the birth canal next Monday and Tuesday. So I had prepared cards for them, and my cousin who passed away this past spring, I sent a thinking about you and wanted to say hello, card to her. And I walked up towards the big circle, because there's a mailbox. There's a U.S. Postal Service mailbox up there. And so, y'all, I dropped those cards off and did the big circle, and then I came back, because that's about the same distance as walking the inner streets of Fat Acres on the abbreviated walk. So, y'all, I came back to cool down, and this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was my muscly, gentleman caller. Y'all, he has been wanting to come over all week long. And so we had kind of, planned that he would be coming over. And initially he was going to, come over about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, but y'all, that got moved up to about 10 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I was really kind of not hustling, but I didn't have much time to get the special chaya set up. But y'all, the timing was perfect, because I finished getting everything going and got the poon turned on. Big Fatty, it's the same old poon. I wish you'd get some. I mean, poon? What kind of poon? And y'all, he came by, and I'm going to tell you something. Y'all, he was here for almost an hour. We played for almost an hour. And y'all, it was just, y'all, it brought new meaning to the term lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, needless to say, we both had popper throat when he went to leave. And he got in his jalopy and drove away. And y'all, as soon as he got home, he goes, "You know, I'd really like to come back." And I went, "Well, come on." And so he didn't. But anyway, that was how good it was for both of us. And y'all, after he left, I got out and I finished walking the inner streets of Fat Acres and had me a little lunch. And y'all, here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey,
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing?
I'm great, and you?
I'm okay.
Okay, yes?
Just wanted to say hi. I've sent you a message in a little bit.
It has been a while.
I haven't had a lot of news.
Yes?
But I've been visiting my parents.
Oh, yes.
Working on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
An old friend of mine popped over.
Oh!
Who I've known for over 30 years.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't a gentleman caller.
Oh, well, my 30-year-old mostly gentleman caller.
He now lives in Berlin, so very rarely.
Oh,
see
well,
him, but
lovely.
So back in the day, he used to be in my video plays.
Oh,
I did.
I hear Berlin's and, lovely in the springtime.
Yeah, and I got him for the podcast.
Uh huh.
Other than that, Dealey's okay.
Yes,
he's out at the moment.
Okay,
having his claws trimmed.
Yes,
He's getting on. He's nearly 19.
Crooked Head has to get his trim too.
He still has some health problems. But,
oh, don't we all?
Don't we all?
Yes. Took the words out of my mouth.
A little holiday for a month or two's time.
Yes.
Still waiting to hear more from the rheumatism guy.
Oh, yes.
We're
going
to
call you
determined to go and do something.
Ruby rheumatism.
Before the summer's gone.
Yes. But, it's almost gone.
I'm sure I'll tell you more about that when it happens.
Yes, please do.
Okay. I just wanted to check in with you. So.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Bye-bye for now.
Yes.
Hi, Poodle.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Y'all, that of course is the Shy Yeti, and Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty, he was our 5,000th caller. He was indeed, and I hope your rheumatism works itself out, and and that you're feeling better, and it sounds like you're spending a lot of time with your parental units. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what it calls them, the parental units, and the kind of Mork and Ork. Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again soon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Sabah al-khair, ya Big Fatty.
Buenos dias, Big Fatty.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Debu-san.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty, how you doing?
Hi, Big Fatty, so excited to say hello.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Guten Tag, Big Fatty.
Aloha from Marrakesh.
Big Fatty, that's a call from Mexico, it sounded like it was. It did sound like a Mexican call. Y'all, that, was, of course, was Captain D from Tennessee and his husband. Alan from the UCK, and y'all, they are honeymooning in Marrakesh, and evidently, y'all, did you notice in the background, it sounded like they were at a woodpecker preserve, because it was all that click, 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 click. Yes, Big Betty, it sounded like granny's teeth. Thank you for the Big Fatty. We should have played that one on Wednesday. We probably should have. But anyway, happy honeymoon. Y'all, and I couldn't tell you what half of those. First of all, I don't know any of those voices except Captain D. I'm not even sure Alan from the UCK was in there unless he was speaking Mexican. But y'all, I don't know who any of those are. They may have been saying, Big Fatty, you slut. And I would say, thank you for calling. But anyway, but y'all have a happy honeymoon. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. It's going to be another hot one here. Oh, that's the way it is in Charleston in July. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Catching Up, and Mike and Joe, anything to say?
Were they listening to Big Fatty?
Mm-hmm.
Go to hell, Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, no, I'm not going. Well, if I am, I'll see you there.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.